This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Today we are trying to do Daf Pei Amad Beis. We're going to begin on Pei Amad Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, we just had a machloikes regarding somebody between the age of 12 and 18 who had Simanei Sris, and whether when they turn 18, do they become a Sris L'mafreya from age 12? Rav said yes, Shmuel said no. Amar Avo, Simanei Sris, the simanim of a Sris, v'aylanis, the simanim of an aylanis, which we haven't really learned what makes somebody a Sris. We don't know what that is yet. And the simanim of an aylanis, uben shmoina, and someone who's 8 months, somebody who's incubated, an embryo that was in his mother's womb for 8 months, that normally we say that somebody who's in embryo for 8 months is not a ben kayam unless they have certain simanim that they are viable, which really indicates that they're not 8 months, but they developed in 7 months, because those are the two possibilities. The two possibilities are 9 months or 7 months. So these three simanim, that someone is a sris, someone is an 8 month, and someone is an islander, someone is 8 months, ein oisin behen mai, so we cannot rely on them to consider them a ben kayama achiyu ben esrim, unless they're 20 years old. Until then, we don't know for sure they're a sris, an islandess, or a ben kayama. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? You're saying that an 8-month-old embryo could survive? Uven shmoina mikachai, can 8-month embryo survive? Vatani, we learned in a braisa, ben shmoina, someone who is 8 months old, hariu ke'even, is like a stone. Vasar l'taltal, you can't even move him on Shabbos. Is muksa. Avalimoy shaycha alav u'menikase, the mother could bend down and nurse the child, ne'asakana, out of a danger. Rashi says a sakana to both, the mother and the child. What's the sakana to the mother? Because if she has too much milk, then it's dangerous to her. Others learn the sakana is only for the mother, not for the child. The child is not a ben kayim. The child is not viable. So it says, what are we talking about here that an 8-month-old could be a ben kayim? Kisha gamru simanav. When the child has simanav, that it's complete, which indicates that what? That really it's a 7-month-old and it's already been completed early. What are they? It's like you said, the Tanya Ezo ben Shmoina, what is an 8-month-old? Koshal, meaning what is an 8-month-old that we say is viable? Koshal Kalu Lechadashav. Anyone who we know for sure is 8 months old. How would that be? Let's say the wife was with the husband one time, and then 8 months later, the child is born. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says no. Simanim Meichichen Alav. We need to have simanim that the child is viable. Sa'aroi, meaning we need to, in other words, what is an 8 month old? What do we deem an 8 month old? So the Chachamim say, if we know that it did not go to full term. Rebbe says, no, it has to have indicating signs that it's 8 months old. What is that? It has signs that it's not developed. Hair and nails are not complete. Which would imply that the reason why we say it's 8 months old is because there's simanim that's not complete. The reason is because it's not complete. Ha-gamro, but if it would have been completed. Aminan, we say, hai bar Zayinhu. This is a 7-month-old kid. Vishtahu Yehu Deishtai, and it just hung around after it was developed. Meaning the opinion of Rebbe is that the only time we'll say that a kid is 8 months old is if we have outright simanim that it's 8 months old. Otherwise, we'll say it's 7 months old and it hung around. That means the Tanakama holds that kids don't hang around. That if we know that the last time the husband and wife were together were 8 months ago, we'll assume it's 8 months old. And we don't say it's 7 months old and the kid hangs around. Rebbe is of the opinion that unless you have simanim that it's undeveloped, we'll assume it's the kid was ishtahuye ishtai. Tanakama says not. That means the Tanakama, who's the Chachamim, and the majority view is kids don't hang out after they're fully developed. So Elahada Avid Rava Toisva Uvda Beisha Shalach Balam Dina Sayam, when Rava Toisva did a maisa by a woman who went overseas, the Ishtahi Ad Shresa Yarchi Shasa, and the husband went over, the woman whose husband went overseas, and 12 months passed, and we said, oh, she's the mother, even though the husband hasn't been seen for 12 months. What do you mean, she's the mother? Why would she be the mother? Why would she be the mother? There's a, why did the kid take 12 months to develop? Even if, isn't it more mastaber that the kid, that there's another father over here? So Rava said, no, the kid was born after, the kid was developed after 9 months and hung around in the mother's womb for 3 months. Talk about being overdue. So who is Rava going like? Come on, who does he go like? Karebi, that a kid hangs around? The Amar Mishtaha? How could Rava go like the minority view Rebbe and not like the Chachamim? Says Mar Kivan Ika Ram Shim Gamliel. Since there is Ram Shim Gamliel, the Amar Mishtahi, who says that the kid could hang out, Kirabim Ovid, he's really going like the Rabim. Because we know Rav Shem Gamliel holds the time, Rav Shem Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shesha Lamed Yoim, Ba'adam Eino Nefel. Anyone who delays 30 days in a person is not a Nefel. Which means that Rav Shem Gamliel is of the opinion that even though the child was born after 8 months, but if it lasted for 30 days, we know it's not a nafel, and therefore, that means there's certainly a possibility that the kid was ishtahuye. So back to the question where Rabbi Avo said, we don't deal with simane ben shmoina until 20. We're a kid who has developed hair and nails, we will not use that to determine that they're viable until they turn 20, according to Rabbi Avo. Now we're going to learn what are the simanim of a Sris and what are the simanim of a islandess. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Sris, Chama. What is a natural Sris? Kol Shehu Ben Esrim. Anyone who is 20 years old. V'loi Hevi Shtei Sarais. And did not bring two pubic hairs. Afil Hevi La'achar Mikan. Even if after 20, they do bring, but once they turn 20 and they have the simane sris, we assume they're a sris. Harehu kisris l'chol dvarav. Ve'elohin simanav. These are the simanim of a sris. Kol she'ein loy zakan. Someone who doesn't have a beard. Someone who doesn't have a beard. We'll see what that means. V'sa'aray lakoy. Someone whose hair is soft. U'besari machlik. And smooth skin like a woman. Rav Shim Gamliel Oimer, Mishim Rav Yehuda Ben Yair, Kol She'in Meimav Ma'alin Resichos, anyone whose urine does not produce foam. V'yei Shomrim Kalamata Mayim Ve'en Oisikib, anyone who can't make a dome, an arch with his urine. We had that earlier. V'yei Shomrim Kol She'shich V'zare Doiche, anyone whose semen is watery. V'yei Shomrim, some say, Kol She'in Meimei Raglav Machmitz, and anyone whose urine doesn't ferment. Others say, anyone who bathes in the winter, and their flesh doesn't give off heat. Anyone whose voice is smitten, meaning they have a very light voice, and you can't tell that it's a man's voice. So these are the simanim of a sris. Basically, they're signs that the man is lacking the simanim of masculinity. However, ve'ezohi islandess, what's an islandess? Koshi bas esrim, someone who's 20, v'lahiveya be'saris, and did not bring two hairs. And if they have the simanay islandess, afilu hiviya l'achamikan, even if they bring the simanim afterwards, harehi ka islandess, they're like an islandess, l'chol dvareha. Ve'elohin simanay, these are the simanay islandess, koshi in la dadim. Doesn't have developed breasts. Umiskasha b'shas tashmish, and relations are painful. Rishim Gamliel Oimer Kol She'ein Shipulei Me'ayim Kenashim. They don't have some type of protruding circular bottom covering over the Makom Erva. Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Elazar, Amel Kosha Koila Ave. Rav Shimon Elazar says, anyone who, a woman whose voice is thick, vein any kazan ishalish. So basically, there are a bunch of simanim for a sris, bunch of simanim for an islandess. The way it works is, if they are 20 and they don't have hair, they don't have pubic hair, and they have a simin, that shows they're a sris or an islandess. So now we have a very important machlokes. Siman itmar, siman isris, Rav Huna amar, chiu kulam. Rav Huna says, you need all of the simanim to be considered a sris. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Be'echad Mehem. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if she has one of the simanim, that's a very important machlok. Rabbi Yochanan says, till you have all of them. Rabbi Yochanan says, even one of them. Now says the Gemara, Heicha Dehevi Shtei Sarais. If they brought two hairs bezakein on the beard, Kuli Amalei Pligi Dachiu Kulan. Then everyone would agree they have to have all the simanim. Tosfos asks, here, if you brought two hairs in the beard, everyone agrees you have to have all the simanim. So Tosfos asks the obvious question, if they brought two hairs of the beard, what does it mean they have to have all the simanim? One of the simanim is, they don't have a beard. So, if, in other words, it says, anyone who has two hairs, they have to have all the simanim. Well, they don't have all the simanim because they have two hairs in the beard. So Tosfos says, when we say earlier, ein lo zaken, it means a full beard. So the fact that they have two hairs does not mean they don't have a full beard. So someone who doesn't have a full beard means, you know, I guess the pores of hair that in the whole face. Says Gemara. So if someone has two hairs, you have to have all the other simanim. Loi pligi, ki pligi b'shaloi hevi el b'shaloi hevi. It's talking about where you don't have two hairs in the beard. So when you don't have hairs in the beard, then there's a machlokes, do you need all the simanim or only one? But here's the problem. So if you don't have two hairs in the beard, that's already one of the simanim. So is that enough? Tosfos says about him, Tosfos, V'hai dekam Rabbi Yochanan afilu be'echamayim. It doesn't mean another simin. That simin alone is good enough. The simin of not having two hairs in the beard. Sela hada amar luhu rabba barvul rabbanon. That which Rabbi Barvul said to Rabbanon. Ainu beib Rabbi Nachman yibesaray malahevel. Go check at Rav Nachman. If his flesh gives off heat, Esevle baras, I'll marry off my daughter to him. Meaning, as long as he shows that he doesn't have all the simanim of sris, I'm ready to marry him off. Who does that go like? Meaning, as long as he has one simon that he's not a sris, I'll accept that he's not a sris. But wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that even if he had one of the simanim sris, he would still be a sris. Clearly, Rabbi Arvua is going like Rav Huna, command Rav Huna. No, like Rav Nachman. Really, he goes like Rabbi Yochanan. That even if someone has one of the simanim of Isris, they would be considered Isris. However, in this case, you have to have all the simanim. Why? Because since he had two hairs in his beard, he had spikes in his beard. So since he had two hairs, so this is a case where even Rabbi Yochanan would agree you need all the simanim. Okay. Weiter. The Mishnah says, Hasris lechos v'miyabim v'chein islandess. So it's comparing sris to an islandess. Says the Gemara, Katani sris domiyad islandess. It teaches sris similar to islandess. Ma Islandus Bide Shamayim, Avsris Bide Shamayim. If it's teaching Sris in the context of Islandus, well, just like Islandus is like what we call Islandus Chama from birth, so that must be the case of the Sris. The Sris that is Eino Loichos Loimiyabim would be the Sris Chama. That means that goes like Rabbi Akiva, that a Sris Adam, since he had a Shas Kosher, is a Bar Chalitz V'Yibam. A stomach Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Bide Adam in. Only Sris Bidei Adam does Chalitza, Bidei Shamayim Loi, not Bidei Shamayim. Okay, Marav Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here, we'll pick it up as a Shem Monday night. Unless we might do Sunday night, Monday night this week, we'll see. Okay, Kol Tov everyone, have a great day. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.